Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Please welcome former First Lady Michelle Obama.
All right. I cannot overstate the electricity in the air last night when Michelle Obama took the stage. Listen, I know if you were watching it on TV or, you know, even if you were like I've told you before that the DNC has done a better job of the audio mixing on our feed that we get, you know, that I'm recording into my laptop. That's not ambient in the air, but it's actually coming from the feed. So it's clear you get what the podium mic does. It's better than the RNC was because there we really didn't get crowd noise at all. It was a very, like, I'm glad I was in the room to be able to tell you what the crowd reaction really was. This is one of those cases because if you compare the sound of her being introduced with the sound of her introducing her husband later.
Please welcome America's 44th president and the love of my life, Barack Obama.
It sounds about the same. I'm telling you, in the room, it was not the same. She
was jaw-dropping.
It was loud. And I know if you've been listening all morning, you've heard us say this a couple of times, but I just want to make sure you hear the point. This was stunningly loud. It was like almost like hurt your ears loud, but it was, you know, when you're at the beach watching the Blue Angel show and they pull a sneak pass?
They do a sneak pass, yeah.
And the crowd goes nuts. It was like that.
Yeah.
It was, and it persisted, and it was. Everybody was up, everybody was cheering, everybody was videoing, everybody was like, the whole crowd was, it was a hallelujah moment for them. And I'm just telling you, as somebody who's watching, and I'm not an Obama fan, you know, and but I'm telling you, this was, it was impressive. It was, it's an experience. I'll never be able to forget it. And she followed it up with what I will describe in advance as the best speech of both conventions so far in terms of moving the crowd, persuading them, teaching them what to do, and just in terms of memorability. Like, people will be talking 20 and 30 years from now, I am sure of it, about how they were there at Michelle's speech, just like they talk about being there for Barack's speech, Barack's. The red state, blue state speech.
Something wonderfully magical is in the air, isn't it? Yeah. You know, we're feeling it here in this arena, but it's spreading all across this country we love. A familiar feeling that's been buried too deep for far too long. You know what I'm talking about. It's the contagious power of hope.
And I think she's exactly right about that, that the Democrats were feeling extremely defeated and depressed about Joe Biden being the nominee. And all of a sudden, Joe's gone, Kamala's in, and hope is back, baby.
The anticipation, the energy, the exhilaration of once again being on the cusp of a brighter day. The chance to vanquish the demons of fear, division, and hate that have consumed us and continue pursuing the unfinished promise of this great nation.
The fear of Trump, the division, the hate, that's all that she's talking about, the demons.
America, hope is making a comeback. Yeah.
And I will just tell you, if Michelle Obama had ended this speech with, and I am running for president of the United States, they would have elected her. And she, and you know, Bobby, you and I were talking about this yesterday. Michelle Obama was my greatest fear in this election because I thought, and I still think, that if she got in, she would win, and she would win in a landslide. And that kind of reception, that is, you know, listen, just as a purely objective observer, she makes you want to be on her side. And that is a powerful thing for people to. I can't stand anything she stands for.
Andrew started chanting, "We want you."
I joked. I said, I wonder what would happen if I tried to start that chant. We want Michelle, because I wondered how many people would join me in it. We'll come back to this in a second, because some of the tone that she captured in the beginning was 100% on target and a brilliant emotional manipulation of the crowd. And I'm not saying like she's lying to them. I'm just saying it was, as a persuasive activity, it was impressive. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
If you're on Muskogee Road and Highway 29, right at that intersection, there's a vehicle crash with a roadblock. The road is blocked, so use caution in that area. Starting to see some delays on I-10 eastbound approaching Highway 29 through that construction zone, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Michelle Obama's speech from last night, which I cannot overstate the significance of that speech to the audience in attendance and to the audience at home.
But to be honest, I am realizing that until recently, I have mourned the dimming of that hope. And maybe you've experienced the same feelings, that deep pit in my stomach, a palpable sense of dread about the future.
I'm excited now, but I had been feeling grief, sadness, worry. And then she goes on to talk a little bit about Kamala. She says this kind of amazing thing.
Is more than ready for this moment. She is one of the most qualified people ever to seek the office of the presidency.
What? Based on what executive experience?
My girl.
My girl, she calls her.
Kamala Harris.
There it is. I mean, that is everything in this audience.
Kamala has shown her allegiance to this nation, not by spewing anger and bitterness, but by living a life of service and always pushing the doors of opportunity open to others. She understands that most of us will never be afforded the grace of failing forward. We will never benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth.
See, she's turning the, you know, the way Kamala Harris is, you know, risen to the top versus Donald Trump being bequeathed. You know, that's the line. It's like he inherited it, and then he made a bunch of bankruptcies and failures, and that's affirmative action for the wealthy. It's actually a very smart reframing of that issue.
If we bankrupt a business, or choke in a crisis, we don't get a second, third, or fourth chance. If things don't go our way, we don't have the luxury of whining or cheating others to get further ahead. No. We don't get to change the rules so we always win. If we see a mountain in front of us, we don't expect there to be an escalator waiting to take us to the top. No.
Now, I told you before that Barack Obama's comment about the crowd size and what that relates to for Trump, the obsession with crowd size, that was the line in her speech.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, the escalator that he rode down, and we don't have that golden help, and we, you know, all of that stuff is all the sort of class warfare, the personal attacks against Trump, and of course he has attacked the Obamas vehemently for years, even to the denying of the citizenship of Barack Obama, not citizenship, but eligibility for president, right, all of that kind of stuff. So she goes on, and again, it's preparing the crowd. You know, what are you going to expect over the course of the next couple of months? You feel good now. Kamala's riding a wave, surging donations, popularity, online media's favorability. Everything's at its peak right now. It's not going to stay that way.
Now, unfortunately, we know what comes next. We know folks are going to do everything they can to distort her truth. My husband and I sadly know a little something about this. For years, Donald Trump did everything in his power to try to make people fear us. See, his limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black.
That captured it a little bit better.
That message that he was a racist.
That yes, that
people rose to their feet.
Yeah, and see, when I hear somebody say that who happened to be black, what I think of is they're trying to emphasize that that's incidental. That's not what she was saying.
No, she's saying he was a
racist. It was totally that it was racism is the reason that he was against her and her husband. And the crowd ate it up. Absolutely ate it up.
Wait.
Wait, huh? They took it like finally somebody's calling her
yeah,
out.
Finally somebody's saying it. That's right.
I want to know. Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Next level.
This is what I'm trying to tell you level. Is the introduction was amazing. The joke, the racism line was next above that. And then that line that he's trying to take a black job is, you have no idea. The house was, I mean, if the roof had fallen in, it wouldn't
right
have been surprising.
Then, right then she could have said, you know what? I think I'm going to take
I
him
think
on.
I am going to do it. Yeah.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
That's exactly right.
You would have gave everybody in there a heart attack.
That's right. And no, that's exactly it.
Owned the crowd.
I have seen a lot of things in terms of public speaking, religious services, black preachers, white preachers, moving a crowd, working a crowd, tambourines, flags, people coming to Jesus, falling down on their faces. This is any of that. If she'd have had an altar call, there would have been people killed in the rush.
Honestly, if I was Barack,
yeah,
and I did have to follow this, I would have. I ain't going out there.
I'm not going. I'm not doing
it. You can't make me go out on the stage.
You can't make me.
I'm not going.
You can't handle the follow.
Oh,
no, because it was. Yeah, exactly.
It was
right.
Chills.
And okay, just to kind of give you some of the follow up context, there was so much in the speech.
I have to reiterate, you and I are not fans of Michelle.
Oh, no, not at all.
So I can't imagine what this is
doing for the people who are coming in there, and she's their favorite person in the whole wide world.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. But the message was, you know, there's difficulty coming, right? Keep that in mind.
So no matter how good we feel tonight or tomorrow or the next day, this is going to be an uphill battle. So, folks, we cannot be our own worst enemies. No. See, because the minute something goes wrong, the minute a lie takes hold, folks, we cannot start wringing our hands. We cannot get a Goldilocks complex about whether everything is just right.
And the key thing is, like he always says, you know, don't boo vote. She says,
it's up to us to remember what Kamala's mother told her. Don't just sit around and complain. Do something. So if they lie about her, and they will, we've got to do something. If we see a bad poll, and we will, we got to put down that phone and do something. If we start feeling tired, if we start feeling that dread creeping back in, we got to pick ourselves up, throw water on our face, and what?
Man, it was religious.
It was amazing. At that time brought up do something.
Like as a get to the website, right?
Yeah, and go to the website,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I tell you all of that because, number one, there is not a chance in the world that Tim Walz or Kamala Harris is going to come anywhere close to this caliber of a speech.
Can't. I mean, this, if they can, wow.
There's no chance. There's no way.
You're just dismissing it all.
No, it's impossible. And I will – the thing that I'm very curious, and I don't know whether anybody's going to be willing to say it, but I'm going to be really eager to find out whether any of the delegates are feeling buyer's remorse. You know, whether they're going to
feel
like they
I don't think they can have buyer's remorse.
They know they couldn't have her.
Yeah, right.
But they wish they could.
Oh, yeah. I think that was already that way.
Right. So whether this is a setup for 2028 or what was going on here, but, I mean, it was a moment.
Let me tell you this. If you're a Republican voter, you should be very terrified if she decided to run.
That's right. I couldn't agree more. And I believed it before. I'm convinced of it now.
Same here.
7:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Yes, got a couple accidents to let you know about. The first one is a vehicle crash with roadblock. If you're over in Milton on Berry Hill Road in Anderson Lane, the turning lane is blocked. So definitely plan extra time for that. Also, still dealing with the accident on Muskogee Road and Highway 29. The road is blocked there also, so you definitely want to use an alternate route. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates, or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you, because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Good morning, 729 News Radio 92.3. I'm in Chicago for the DNC, and let's go back to the newsroom in Pensacola where David Wayne's got a headline or two for us. David?
Well, there's still no ceasefire deal between Israel and Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaving the Middle East with no deal made yesterday, and also Israeli authorities said yesterday they'd recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza. Also, a big find by the Border Patrol in California, millions of dollars in methamphetamine discovered in a shipment of watermelons that was crossing the border. They say they found 4,587 pounds of meth, about $5 million in street value.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a president, Kamala Harris.
Former President Obama there wrapping up night two of the Democrats' national convention in Chicago. Former President Clinton's among the speakers tonight.
Democratic vice presidential nominee, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, takes the stage here tonight giving his acceptance speech. His running mate, Kamala Harris, giving her acceptance speech tomorrow night.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Russian military reports shooting down 11 Ukrainian drones over Moscow.
This would be the largest attempted assault by Ukrainian drones on Russia's capital since the start of the war. Russian officials say 45 unmanned aerial vehicles flew over their territory, but all were destroyed. 11 reached the Moscow region before being shot down.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Another beautiful morning, 72 degrees right now. We've got sunny skies this morning in Pensacola. Some big changes on the way for county commissions in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties after last night's primary. In Escambia County, District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh lost the race to Steve Stroberger, who had 52.24% of the vote. Meanwhile, Ashley Hoffberger won the Republican nomination for the currently vacant District 4 seat on the Escambia Commission, and she'll go up against Democrat Ron Helms in November's general election. Also, Santa Rosa County, some big changes there as well. District 1 Commissioner Sam Parker losing his seat to Bobby Burkett, who had 52% of the vote. District 3 Commissioner James Calkins losing to Rhett Rowell, who had 44% of the vote. District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright did win his race with 57% of the vote. Congressman Matt Gaetz won big last night in the primary.
Well, this is my biggest win ever. I think we're going to end up with about 73% of the vote. And that shows that the people in this district want a fighting congressman, someone who will battle the corrupt swamp of Washington, D.C. I fight against those special interests who want open borders and endless spending. And to have people agree with that message and to trust me to carry it, it only makes me want to do an even better job for them.
And Gaetz talking with Channel 3 there shortly after the polls closed last night. He defeated challenger Aaron Dimmick, who'd been backed by Kevin McCarthy. Gaetz now moving on to November's election. He'll be up against Democrat challenger Gay Valamond. The second phase of the huge revitalization project at Bruce Beach moving faster than anticipated.
It's looking like an early October grand opening date for the entire Bruce Beach.
Mayor D.C. Reeves there, and the grand opening likely to be held one of the first two Saturdays in October. He says it's too early to pinpoint the exact date just yet. Phase one of the Bruce Beach project ended in April. That included a central plaza, public lawn areas, shade structures, a playground, and a walkway that connected the park to Community Maritime Park. The second phase adding the volleyball court, the picnic area, and a kayak launch. Total cost of that project is just about $11 million. Well, colorful outfits, loud cheers. It's all happening in Chicago at the Democrat National Convention. And all the delegates looking upbeat. Pensacola delegate, former city councilwoman Jewel Canada Wynn, explaining why she supports Vice President Kamala Harris.
She speaks to me because she doesn't speak down to us. She's like one of us. She's like the working class person, which that I am. A retired teacher. I'm a veteran. So I relate to that.
And Canada Wynn in Chicago for the event. Delegates getting their instructions to do their part to help elect Democrats in November. And, Democrats also celebrating the outcomes of school board races all across the state yesterday. The party supported 11 candidates in yesterday's primaries. 7-1. Two will compete in runoffs. Governor Ron DeSantis had backed 23 school board candidates around the state, but out of those, only six won their races, 11 lost, and five have to compete in runoff elections in November. It's 7:35 now, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just one accident to let you know about. That's Highway 29 and Muskogee Road right there at the intersection. The road is still blocked, so definitely use caution and avoid that area if at all possible. Seeing some backups starting to go all the way from Pine Forest on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest to Highway 29, just sheer volume of traffic there through that construction zone. Other than that, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's 7:35. Here's our weather.
We're going to have a beautiful start to the day. Temperatures starting off in the low 70s. As you head into the afternoon, high near 93, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Humidity builds back in on Thursday with a 50% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much for that, Brooke. 72 now in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. And a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Experts say China's steel industry has been struggling as the country's property sector remains in the doldrums and is unable to absorb excess capacity. China's steel rebar prices are down over 20% year to date at $450 per ton, according to data from Wind. Prices of China ore, or the key material for steel, have plunged over 28% so far this year, according to FactSet data. BMW is recalling more than 720,000 vehicles due to an issue with the water pump's electrical connector that could potentially lead to a fire. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the recall includes some X1, X3, and X5 vehicles, as well as some other models. Water pumps and plug connections will be inspected and replaced as necessary. Affected vehicle owners will be notified starting in October. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Project Management Institute for their Dolphin Sunset Cruise networking event Saturday afternoon at Frisky Mermaid Boat Tours. See PMIEmeraldCoastFL.org for more. Sign up now for the Northwest Florida Business Roundtable, a must for local business owners and operators. See PensacolaChamberFL.com. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com. The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Down with the DC talk.
Good morning, 741 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mayor D.C. Reeves is actually out of the country. We'll be connecting with him next week. It'll be kind of fun. But joining us in his stead, somebody I've known as long as I've lived here. She used to be the director of the port, and then she was the assistant city administrator, and now she is the city administrator. Amy Miller is with us on the line. Hey, Amy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I am doing great. It is great to have you. So I want to ask you kind of a weird question, because I was thinking about what you and I should cover while the mayor's out this week. And my question for you is, the city does all kinds of things that are vital, essential, important work that if it didn't get done, people's lives would be significantly worse. They would probably know it right away, but it's stuff that never makes the news. It's stuff that never gets covered. It's stuff that just gets done, and because it gets done, you know, but like it's important hours-wise and money-wise in terms of what the city does. Can we maybe talk a few minutes about that work? Because I just think it's important for people to realize what government is doing for them when it's a benefit.
Sure, absolutely. Happy to talk about that a little bit. You know, leading into this segment, you had a commercial from the Port of Pensacola. And, of course, folks know the port as, you know, where American Magic is going to be and where GE ships its products through. But what a lot of people don't know is, you know, our navigable shipping channel is maintained by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers solely because we have a commercial seaport here in Pensacola. And were it not for that port, that shipping channel would not be maintained. And that goes for our other navigable waterways in our community as well. Bayou Tahar, for example, is a waterway that's navigable because it's maintained by the city of Pensacola, including the seawalls that protect it and dredging it when it needs to be dredged to allow vessels to navigate it. So that's one of those areas. And of course, you know, people always think about, you know, your police department, your fire department, they show up when they're an emergency, you know, when there's an emergency, but they don't often think about what are the other things those departments do. And I'll share just a few with you. You know, our fire department has a community resource specialist program that interacts with our homeless population. And of course, they meet those homeless folks where they are. They try to connect them to services, and people see that and hear about that. But what they don't hear about are the small things that those community resource specialists do. They take them water when it's 100 degrees outside, like it is right now. They have a laundry program where our homeless population can have the small dignity of being able to go wash their clothes at a local laundromat free of charge. Our fire department, you know, you call when there's a medical emergency, you call when there's a fire at your house. But what a lot of people don't know is, you know, we have several programs where our officers, firefighters are trained to teach people how to install a car seat in their car properly so new parents can protect their new babies and their new family members. We have smoke alarm installations in conjunction with the Red Cross. Our fire department has done smoke alarm Saturdays since last October and has distributed and installed over 800 free smoke alarms throughout our community. So those are just a few things. And department by department, I could go on and on and on.
Well, I know that's the stuff that you work on as the city administrator. And by the way, I knew we were maybe going to have a little bit of an audio volume issue with you. And can you just go ahead and unplug the headphones and we'll try it the other way? Because that came through a little bit louder when we tried it that way. So we'll do that. But before we get back to Amy Miller, the city administrator for the city of Pensacola, let's go to John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident on Muskogee Road and Highway 29. That's a vehicle crash with a roadblock. The road is still blocked, so use caution and avoid that area if possible. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 7-minute delay there as you make your way I-10 eastbound. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Amy Miller, the city administrator. Amy, as obviously you are well aware, one of the big projects that the city has unveiled is this complete redesign of the Palafox with the pavers and the, you know, roundabout, not really roundabout, but sort of a circular part of the street redesign. Can you talk a little bit about what the plan is from here to when those pictures become a reality?
Sure. Happy to talk about that. And hopefully the sound's a little bit better now.
Much better. Yes.
Good deal. So for the rest of this calendar year, that project will be in design. Right now, as the mayor has said numerous times, we are at exactly 0% design. So those pictures that were released last week are really notional, and they're designed to spark community input and community feedback. You can go on the city's website, and there is a link to where you can provide input and feedback on those notional photos and drawings to help us kind of hone in on what the final design should look like and what some of those final components should be. But for the rest of this calendar year, that'll be in design. And then, of course, you know, as happens with government projects, whether it's at the city level or the federal level, it takes a long time for those to be bid and awarded and construction to actually begin. So we're you know, clearly into mid 2025 or later before any construction would begin. But we've got a long design process before that.
And it's maybe a small element of this, but I used to be a skateboarder. And I know at one time downtown on Palafox, there was a problem with people skateboarding on the sidewalks. And, you know, they're not really supposed to. But the one weird kind of thought that I had about this redesign is if you put in brick pavers on the sidewalks, skateboarders will never ever skateboard in downtown. And there, you know, the thought occurred to me is like, I don't think it was done for that purpose, but that is sort of one of these really interesting side effects of this design. Did you guys talk or thought about that at all?
I'm not sure that was done on purpose either, Andrew, to be completely honest with you. And I was a skateboarder back in the day myself. And so,
but right? No skateboarder is going to go on pavers, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Hey, and speaking of that, kind of a transition, my other question I wanted to ask you is, you know, obviously the skate park continues to be a big success. I think we just haven't seen problems there, and the issue with the lights and everything else has kind of been resolved. But the skate park is only part of a massive stormwater project in the Hollis T. Williams area there. Where are we at on that happening? Because I haven't driven down there recently to look, but that felt like we were about to get going, but I don't think we've really begun the construction yet, or am I wrong?
No, you're 100% correct, Andrew. We are still in kind of the community visioning stage of that project. It, you know, we're doing our a lot of community outreach right now in a lot of different projects. Our citywide master plan, our CRA community redevelopment plan updates, and then the Hollis T. Williams Stormwater Park plan. And so we are still in an information gathering public input phase on that project. But we do have some federal construction and funding expenditure timelines that we have to meet. So that public input phase is going to be winding down, and then the design phase will begin to start kicking off very soon. And folks can get more information about that on the city's website as well.
Very good. And just the last quick thing that I wanted to ask you about, it kind of goes back to the original question I asked, which is the stuff that happens that nobody sees. You know, David Forte, your deputy, during the city council meeting recently made the comment that every street in Pensacola gets swept once every 4 weeks, some more often depending on whether it's an FDOT road or whether it's nearby to a waterway or it's a flowway for stormwater. You know, obviously there was a big conversation with the city council about the raising of the stormwater fee in line with what had been recommended by the experts several years ago. Not doing that has cost the city about $3 million, and we're barely keeping up with our stormwater maintenance stuff. I guess I kind of wanted to, you know, let you give a chance to talk about the work that city employees do to maintain the stormwater mitigation, the stuff that is essential for thwarting flooding, and just for making sure that the waterways are clean. Like, you know, seeing dolphins and other things in Bayou Tahar is something that 20 years ago nobody would have thought possible.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And in many ways, the work that our public works team does to keep our stormwater outfalls cleaned out, to keep the cabinets that collect the debris out of the stormwater cleaned out, and keep our ponds cleaned out is thankless work. But you should see these guys get in a John boat and paddle out to the middle of a stormwater pond down at Admiral Mason Park or any of the other Corinne Jones Park and pick up trash and clean up litter and clean out that pond to make sure that the water that is percolating through that facility is as clean as it can be. And it's a thankless job and it's hard work.
Do you need more people in that? And if you were budgeted more people, are they available to be hired? Because sometimes we create positions and we can't find people.
We had a significant problem with that, but it was primarily because the city's pay scales weren't competitive in the marketplace. And so one of the things that Mayor Reeves has done, has implemented, we did a huge citywide pay study that compared our salaries to other municipalities of our size and our structure. And we're in the middle of a three-year plan to bring all of our pay scales up to a competitive wage, and we're having much easier time recruiting good folks and keeping good folks, and that's really a positive move for our city.
Very good. I know these relationships oscillate. You know, once upon a time, it was very easy to, you know, poach or, let's say, acquire employees from Escambia County or Santa Rosa County, and sometimes it goes the other way a little bit. But, no, that's all very good information. Well, Amy, you know, you and I have known each other a long time, and you do fantastic work, and I wanted to give you a chance to not just talk about what you do but what your people do. I know it's important stuff. And thanks for the time this morning in the mayor's stead. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great day.
You too. 752 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. If you have any kind of a plumbing need, a drip, a leak, a weird sound in the wall, you want to reclaim your Tupperware from underneath the toilet or the sink, right? You're better than that, by the way. Call Barbary Plumbing. They will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, so you know in advance what it's going to cost. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today. At 10:30, as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Yeah, the Johnny Cash remakes are amazing. They all are from so many years ago. John Pickens back in Pensacola. We are in Chicago for the DNC. John's got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. Got one accident to let you know about. That's North Davis Highway and East Burgess Road. It's causing no delays there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The former Minneapolis police officer that received the shortest sentence for the 2020 murder of George Floyd has now been released from federal prison. Thomas Lane was released this week after finishing his state and federal sentences. He was convicted in 2022 of violating Floyd's civil rights for not responding to medical needs. Romanian authorities now say they've searched the home of influencer Andrew Tate, who's facing charges for human trafficking and rape. The 37-year-old is accused of sexually exploiting multiple victims, along with his 36-year-old brother. Prosecutors say the raid was carried out as part of an investigation into the trafficking of minors. And Jennifer Lopez reportedly filing for divorce from Ben Affleck. TMZ reporting that Lopez filed the paperwork yesterday in California. The singer filed for divorce by herself and without an attorney.
Well, sometimes a second try works out better, and sometimes a second try just confirms that you knew the first time.
I think this was the fourth try for J-Lo.
Yeah, exactly. How many tries at the buffet are we going to have here? All right. Hey, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, a couple of things. One is coming up in just a minute, top of the hour, 8:10, I'm going to talk about the local elections last night. Stunning. Absolutely stunning results in our local Santa Rosa and Escambia County commissions. That's all I can. We'll talk about the particulars. Also, if you you may not see it, for some reason Facebook doesn't seem to like this post, but we were at the riot after the fact last night and saw all the literature and the campaign stuff that was left there by the socialist, communist agitators, the anti-Democrat, anti-Republicans. Go to my Facebook page or to our News Radio Facebook page, and just so you can see for yourself some of the literature. It's probably not going to show up in your feed, but I think you'll find it interesting.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.